Up, Sailor Scouts, it's your girl Sailor P here, and again I am sick. I'm sick again, and this is crazy. Now I know throughout the time when I first started my podcast, I was sick really bad, and now I'm sick again. I hate being sick. I think I spend more time being sick than than being actually okay. Because I'm trying to find the strength to actually talk. Because throughout the day, I was not able to talk. I wasn't able to breathe. As you can see, I'm sniffling already. But Christmas. It's Christmas Eve. And it looks like 2022 is almost at an end. And it's like, wow, we went to 2022 already. It feels like 2021 was the longest year. I felt like 2021 was just like really long because we went through so much. But 2022 just went by so fast. And we spent most of it like in an uproar of stupid stuff. Like, everybody was tripping about how there's gonna be a Black Ariel. We got Nick Cannon having 50 million babies, and a lot of celebrities passed away. Some was like very touching. Like, because we lost Mrs. Teapot, we lost Kristen Alley, we lost Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger, we lost Twitch, we lost the guy who used to play in the old Texas Ranger, we lost him, we lost so much. And it seems like we just lost a lot of time. We lost a lot of time. But on a good note, you know, some of us are still kicking. We're still here. We're still trying to survive. Trying to get things back on track as much as we can. What else is happening this year? A lot of things happened this year. If you haven't seen Wakanda Forever, you definitely should, you know, when it comes out on like DVD or like, well, not even on DVD, but like on Disney Plus or whatever, you should watch it. Woman King was good. Black Adam? That I heard was a flop. The way they hyped it, they really didn't even hype it up, to be honest. They really didn't hype up Black Adam in the way that they should have. You know what I mean? But it still ended up being a flop. And that's crazy. That's sad. That's really sad. I'm sorry, The Rock, but yeah, that was a flop. But I hope your Christmas Eve, I hope everybody's getting all their presents wrapped up for, you know, the little kids and for yourselves. Like, don't forget about yourself. It's okay to buy something for yourself because, like I said, we've been through a lot this year. A lot of stuff because the pandemic is still here. COVID is still here. Like, if anybody says that COVID don't exist, nah, it's still here, bro. It's still here. Such as the flu and everything else. But I hope you get all your Christmas gifts ready. A lot of people said that they haven't been Christmas shopping. And it's been one... how do I put this? Money been tight. Money has been tight, and I feel y'all on that. So if you haven't gotten somebody something, just give them a little knick-knack, patty-whack. You know what I'm saying? go to the store real quick before they close, because tomorrow they go, well, today, I'm recording Friday. I'm recording this Friday, but this is for tomorrow, Christmas Eve. But go to the store before they close, okay, because everything's going to close up early. Get them like a $5 holla, or you can't go wrong with gift cards, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully they'll appreciate the gift. It's the thought that counts. I did all the rest of my Christmas shopping. I ain't gonna hold y'all. I ain't finna be like, oh, well, I'm done with all my stuff. No. I had to get it in like in sections, to be perfectly honest. I had to get everybody's stuff like in bulk, and hopefully the stuff that I did get, hopefully it would be enough for everybody to enjoy. I got the little kids out of the way first. I got my niece, got my nieces and nephews out of the way first. Then I went to my mom and then my sisters, except for one. She's in Vegas, so I had to, you know, I got her on the first. I got her on the first. And her birthday coming up, so, you know, happy birthday / Christmas gift. But, my other two nieces, I gotta send them something after Christmas, because my money is very low. It is very low. I'm not even gonna hold y'all. but like I said, it's the thought that counts. It's the thought that counts. I will definitely get everybody something in due time. Cause the money is not. money's not right. But like I said, I hope everybody else in the world got at least the people that they want to get out of the way. If you did do a grab bag, you know, for Secret Santa, I hope your grab bag person likes their gift. And hopefully you guys will have a good holiday. I want everybody to have a good holiday, because, you know, around the holidays, it's just been mean, and crazy stuff happen, you know. And not to say it, but like people, like the cut, like, okay, I know I probably might get in trouble, but you know, I'll risk it. But like the guests at my job, oh my god, it's just been mean. Like, people feel like they're entitled to a meal. No, you're not entitled. Y'all gotta stop doing that. Just because you show up doesn't mean that you should automatically, you know, get something that you can always come back tomorrow to get. Like, I work at Olive Garden. If we're on a wait or whatever, then it's just gonna be a wait for a little while. People are so in a hurry to rush through things, and they have a very mean way of doing it. And it's like, you don't gotta be like that. You really don't. Not at least to people that you don't know. Because you never know. God is always watching. Because, you know, as the Father, He will punish you for being, you know, mean and evil and all that other stuff. It may not come right away, but it will come just in time. Because after all the evil you done, the punishment will probably be that great for to humble yourself. And I know I've been evil. I'm not even going to sit here and say I've been a good little angel. No. I know I've been evil. And I ask God every day to forgive me for being evil. Like I said, especially to people that I don't know. Like, I don't mean to be evil and stuff like that. Or to be evil to the people that I do know. You know what I mean? Because sometimes, well, not sometimes, whatever it is that I'm going through, it's not their fault. So, just be kind. Be mindful that, you know, anything can happen. You know what I mean? Anything can happen. So just try to be kind. Just try to live your life. Try to make sure that all the evilness doesn't take over you. You know, if you're gonna do new year, new me, there actually be a new person in 2023. Be a new person in 2023. You know what I mean? Like, actually become the newer person that you want to be. Don't just say it. Don't just put it as a Facebook post or a Twitter post. Actually become that new person. Like, if you set a goal that you want to set, then do it. You know what I mean? Make sure that, you know, it's not really your job, but make sure that, you know, the kids around you have something to look up to. You know what I mean? I know that feels pressure, you know, but at least the kids will know that, hey, my aunt or my mom or my dad or my uncle, my grandpa, my grandma had actually was doing something to make themselves better, and I want to be that type of person. You know, something along the lines like that. But, you know, that's just me. That is just me. I don't want to, like, try to influence nobody to, you know, do something that they don't want to do. You know what I mean? You know, some people don't believe in that. Some people just be like, well, whatever. I'm just finna do me. And that's perfectly fine. If you just want to do yourself and continue to be the person that you have been throughout the years, that is totally fine. You don't have to change. You don't have to. But if you setting up goals or whatever, then some things do have to change. You know what I mean? So don't feel bad if you don't want to, if you don't want to step out, do none of that. Though I wish you all a Merry, Merry Christmas. Like I said, I hope your Christmas will be good, will be fun. Hope a lot of joy comes your way. And if no joy comes your way, just know that it's not going to be forever. The dark clouds that you may face is not going to be forever. You will find a way out of your darkness. And when you do, you're going to be as great as you were before. You know what I mean? So that is all that I have for right now, because my voice is going in and out. I can feel it. And I'm like coughing with this phone. Like, I had to uncover my mask a little bit because it's hard to breathe, because I cannot breathe like at all. But yeah, I'm finna get up out of here. And like I said, I hope you guys have a very, very Merry Christmas. And Santa Claus is coming to town. So when you go to sleep, you better not be awake, because he knows when you're awake. Okay? Like, go to sleep. Go to sleep. All right, you guys. I'll see you all next time. Bye.